couple key points that I wanted to highlight for you. Okay? As we know, there are multiple studies, over 100, that demonstrate that natural immunity is superior both in breadth, in durability, and effectiveness in protecting against disease and death. Full stop. Okay? Whatever the CDC happens to say in that cooked up, contrived study, and if you haven't looked at the Brownstone Institute's analysis of that study in comparison to some of the other studies, I recommend that you do. Okay? The study that the CDC put out is highly flawed and not peer-reviewed. And there's over 100 other studies that refute it, even though the press has latched onto it and they're pushing it into everybody's mind. That's propaganda. I don't know how I could say stronger language, but it is not a valid study. Multiple studies, and here I give you some examples, have demonstrated that people with a history of SARS-CoV-2 infection experience greater rates of side effect after vaccination. This is super important for your patients. And I can tell you from first-person experience, I was infected in February of 2020. I took the Moderna jabs because I wanted to travel and I thought it would help me with my long COVID. What I had was severe adverse reactions. My systolic went up to 230. Okay. I developed restless leg syndrome. The good news is I've survived the stress test and I didn't blow out either my aorta or vessels in my brain, but your older patients may not be so fortunate. Okay. The data are quite clear. Vaccinating after natural immunity has been generated yields many more side effects, the prevalence and the severity, than vaccinating the naive individual.